President Bush and Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair are meeting at Camp David. They're scheduled to have a news conference shortly. Blair has been the president's foremost ally in the drive to oust Saddam Hussein. Yesterday, speaking at Central Command headquarters in Florida, the president said despite some setbacks, the U.S. war plan is going well.
Nothing will divert us from our clear mission. We will press on through every hardship. We will overcome every danger. And we will prevail.
Blair spoke before the British Parliament yesterday and assured members that he will ask the president to increase U.S. attention to a Middle East peace plan.
The Middle East peace process is important, and I would point out that it was President Bush that was the first U.S. president to commit himself unequivocally to the two-state solution. Israel confident of its security and a viable Palestinian state. That is what we have to make sure is now done.
NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams yesterday spoke with two observers of U.S.-British relations about the different leadership styles and mutual dependency that has emerged between President Bush and Prime Minister Blair.
Prime Minister Blair's trip to the United States is intended less to review the progress of the war than to begin the process of healing strained relationships with the United Nations and world leaders who oppose the decision to go to war. Gerard Baker is a Washington columnist for Britain's Financial Times.
Tony Blair wants a United Nations resolution. He wants to go back to the Security Council to authorize a UN-led civilian authority that would then quickly, as quickly as possible, put the new Iraqi government under the authority of the UN, perhaps with a civilian administrator appointed by the UN, to make it much more of an international administration than just a U.S. one.
John Newhouse, a senior fellow at the Center for Defense Information in Washington, says Blair's efforts to get the president engaged with the UN again is part of a larger effort to build international goodwill as the war is underway.
First and foremost, I think Mr. Blair wants to begin to repair this rupture between the United States and Europe. And step one will be for the United States to acquiesce in allowing the UN to take control of the post-conflict phase in Iraq.
One key element of the relationship between the Prime Minister and the President is the criticism that Mr. Blair has endured at home. The criticism has threatened his political future. While President Bush is secure in his office until the 2004 election, Prime Minister Blair can be ousted by Parliament at any time. Gerard Baker.
If you talk to people in Britain, and certainly the opinion in much of the British media, is that the Prime Minister is the poodle of President Bush. The government will tell you, they will point to very specific areas where Tony Blair has been influential over President Bush, in particular in the attempt to the diplomatic effort surrounding the crisis, if you like, with Iraq.
Demonstrating Prime Minister Blair's influence is at the center of today's meeting. President Bush will have to make some effort to accommodate the Prime Minister in order to keep the strong ties with his main ally. Observers think Prime Minister Blair will put pressure on President Bush to move quickly on a Middle East peace plan. John Newhouse.
It could very well be to stop the settlements. It could be to withdraw Israeli forces from the West Bank. These are sort of initial steps in the direction of restarting the peace process.
Prime Minister Blair and President Bush are taking the unusual step of having a midweek meeting at Camp David to both emphasize the depth of their relationship and to give them more private time for their talks. Later today, Blair flies to New York for talks with the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.